Hard was my lot for to be shot by Cupid's cunning arrow. Both night and day I fall away through perfect grief and sorrow. To the hill and dale I oft reveal and breathe forth my lamentation, which I endure for that virgin pure, the pearl of the Irish nation. Her beauty so bright has dazzled my sight, and alas, my poor heart, it is wounded. No way can I find for ease my mind, by Cupid I am so wounded. Great is my pain that I sustain, and sad is my grief and vexation, and all for the sake of a beautiful dame, the pearl of the Irish nation. Though many there be that daily I see of beautiful, charming creatures, with red rosy cheeks and ruby lips, and likewise comely features. But yet there is none abroad or at home, in country, town, or plantation, that can compare with that virgin fair, the pearl of the Irish nation. No way can I find to ease my mind, but spends my time in weeping. I sigh and I groan, I sob and moan, while others lie by me a-sleeping. To some lonesome place I'll go for a space, and there I'll make my habitation, since I cannot gain that beautiful dame, the pearl of the Irish nation. I know there is some that think that I mourn, and make my home moan for the lily. Perhaps is so, but the case of woe is for the rose that grows in the valley. She's rare to be seen, like Venus the queen, for modesty, virtue, and patience. My heart is enlinked with that beautiful pink, the pearl of the Irish nation. Alas, there is none can ease my moan, but only that charming creature. Her cheeks like the rose which sweetly grows hard by the banks of the cedar. Her name to declare this time I forbear, though my heart be filled with vexation. Yet you may suppose she's called the rose, the pearl of the Irish nation. These lines I intended for to have penned and sent to my dearest jewel, to let her know how great is my woe, and if that she chance to prove cruel. Like a pilgrim I'll go through frost and through snow, I'll forsake my former station, since I cannot gain that beautiful dame, the pearl of the Irish nation. I'd transport to Spain, from thence to Lorraine, I'll oft-times cross the wide ocean, since sorrow and pain through her disdain hath happened to be my fortune. If hunger and cold should on me take hold, or cause me to die in the station, the woods shall not ring, nor hear me to sing, the pearl of the Irish nation. Though I am sad, yet if that I had but part of the gifts of Ovid, were they willing mine to what I'm inclined, and freely I have disclosed. My name I'll rehearse and put it in verse, since I have made a declaration. For I vow and I swear my heart is ensnared by the pearl of the Irish nation. P is a part, and A is an art, and T is a teacher of strangers. R-I-C is the number of three, and K is the keeper of chambers. The K shall be king when he cannot reign, and L most lie by in his station. The Y shall be young when it is new sung, she's the pearl of the Irish nation. Virgins most kind, when you read these lines, and ye have the same perused, if I have said aught out of the way, pray you let me be excused. An answer pray send to what I have penned, since I have made a declaration. For I vow and swear my heart is ensnared by the pearl of the Irish nation.
Oh, then replied this beautiful bride, her answer it was with discretion. My parents, they say, will turn me away if I join with your procession. Out of this land, as I understand, they'll turn me where I will see no man. If I attempt without their consent to marry a man that's a Roman.
My dear, said he, if you will agree this day with me to marry, there's gold and land at your command, therefore let us not tarry. For let your friends say what they can, I am obliged to no man. There's gold and land at your command, although I am a Roman. Alas, why do you slight me so? Is it for my religion? You are ungrateful if you do hold me in such derision. For if all the Grecian gold were mine, on you I would bestow it. Therefore your heart to me resign before your parents know oft.
Oh, then she said, as I am a maid, this day I'll freely marry. Therefore let us not be afraid, let us no longer tarry. For let my friends say what they can, I'll never be ruled no man. My heart and hands at thy command, although thou be a Roman.
This loving couple married were in plenty, peace and pleasure, near Castle Blaney, as we hear, enjoying store and treasure. This young man, free from care and strife, enjoys his charming jewel. She proves a virtuous, loving wife, although her friends were cruel.